I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan at 11:45. We will be playing a game to give away tickets to Kirk Cousins Live. We've got five pairs to give away. What game would you like to play today, Danny?
Does Grant Paulson know the band? We've done Does Grant Paulson Know Cava earlier on this week, his new favorite restaurant. He's eaten 17 times since Saturday, numbers approximate.
I'm wearing a Cava hat today.
We will test Grant Paulson's vast and incredible breadth of music knowledge, including bands that he knows. And we will play a song.
I'm locked in on Queen and the Beatles.
And we will ask Grant Paulson if he knows the song, and you'll bet on Grant. And if you get it right, you get tickets.
I'm Cousins in December 2015 against the Bills, baby. Night game in Philly with the division on the line in week 16. Torching the Eagles for 360-4. You cannot see me when it comes to Queen.
You can't stump Grant Paulson except for that time when you didn't get the Queen song right.
Let's go to Chris in Haymarket. Redskins with the most on the line this week. Who you got?
Well, a couple things, Grant. I just wanted to say congrats on the octopus.
Thank you very much.
As far as the pictures, keep it casual and hold the cheese.
I will keep it very casual. I can tell you that. But there are certain days, I think, when you just say, I'm going to have fun with this. And this is going to be one of those days. I'm going to do a lot of smiling. I'm going to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Whatever is needed, I am a team player. I am here for the cause.
That's going to work because eventually you'll pick out the ones you like anyway, so don't worry about that.
Right.
All right, as far as my selection, it has to be the offensive line. They were abysmal. They were average last year, and they need to get more organized and know their assignments this time.
That's my first one.
Better look better, dude.
That's my first one. And I know it's not fair. It's kind of cheating to say five different guys here. We're talking about the guys that need to be better this weekend that you need to see something from that makes you feel better about this organization, this roster, this team. That O-line, I understand, again, you're not putting in all the game plans. You're not scheming it up. I can't have guys just go unblocked. I can't have on a third and one guy looks to the right, and the guy that's on his left just walks in and stops Samaje Perine for a loss, or whether it's Rob Kelly or whatever. We can't evaluate these running backs. We can't evaluate the running game if guys aren't just assignment sound, just basically blocking the dude in front of you. Let's start there. Just hit, if when in doubt, don't just have your head on a swivel. Hit somebody.
Yeah, if you're going to make a mistake, do it playing physically, playing violent, playing fast. Preston Smith's my answer. Preston Smith became a lot more important the night in Baltimore that Trent Murphy went down for the season. He was the one, not Smith, who broke out last year with nearly 10 sacks. If I told you before last season, someone not named Ryan Kerrigan's going to have 9 sacks on the team this year, you and I would have bet our houses that it was Preston Smith. It wasn't him. He wasn't as productive as he needs to be. He had one particularly impactful game where he really helped the Redskins win against Minnesota when he clinched it with the pick and took over in the second half. He's got that upside. He's got to show it more. And it's got to start now, soon. Or else, he's not even going to start over Ryan Anderson. I think there's a lot of pressure on him to play well this week gets on the field. He didn't last week. Jason and King George, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Grant. First off, and Danny, sorry about that.
It's okay.
We need to correct Pete. As you are well aware, there are three sheets here. There are not just one. There are three sheets.
In King George County, my home?
Yes, sir.
There is
a
Sheets on Route 3 by the old high school. There is a Sheets on 301 by the Harry Nice Bridge. The third Sheets is right on Route 3 up the hill.
It was a big to-do. There was a whole town meeting about it. All 18 people came. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. We have three Sheets.
The one in Dahlgren is the one I was thinking of. That's the third one.
Correct. And I forgot about the one near 205 and 3 over by Schaefer Accounting. As you may or may not remember, which Tammy runs out of her house and does taxes for people.
It's a burgeoning metropolis.
Yes. King George County,
ladies and gentlemen.
The other
thing I wanted to tell you was I highly advise against the engagement photos. Mine are 16 years old. It's the same cheesy you know, stances they make you do here 16 years later. It's the same photos. Everybody's engagement photos that I see, it's the same ones that I took 16 years ago. The position you guys were talking about a little bit ago, they're going to make you do it. It's awkward. Your bride-to-be is going to lay on her belly. You're going to have to, like, straddle her back with your hips kind of. It's annoying. They make you into a character that you are not.
Here's the only picture that I always see, Jason, that never makes any sense to me. I get any kind of a straddling, loving pose situation, any of that kind of let's lay in the ground like we're doing a picnic together. I even understand those pictures. I think they are cheesy, but I get them. Here's the one I don't get. I saw it yesterday. We actually, this is a true story, last night on Instagram, searched hashtag engagement photos for ideas, some scouting, some things we liked, some things we didn't like, okay? One of the things I saw all the couples doing was a weird picture where the guy is looking off in the distance angrily, and the girl is, like, lovingly holding on to him at his arm and, like, laughing or smiling as if she's ribbing him. Or maybe it's playing up the fact, like, I don't want to be here, and the girl's really happy to be there. Why are we doing that? Why are we acting like the guy's unhappy and the girl's happy? Why don't we make everyone look happy? I don't want to do that picture.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's going to be inevitable because the dude who's doing your pictures is going to snap 7,000 of these things because, sure, you know, digital space is free, right? So you're going to get caught with a bunch of them, and she'll say, oh, I look really good here. That's the one that's going in.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I like the way I look here, even though she won't say it necessarily, but there'll be a couple.
Did your wife do that with any that you hated?
Of course is what happened. Of course. That's exactly what happens. Again, this industry is...
How long did your engagement photo shoot take?
Longer than it
an
should
hour?
Have. That's adorable. No, the first location was an hour. The second was probably...
You had two locations?
I think we had six or seven, all kind of within walking distance.
You're kidding.
No, this is
so
what you
several
do.
Hours.
It's what you do.
You wore one outfit or two outfits?
Just one, thank goodness. I brought multiple outfits, which was the biggest waste of time of all time.
My buddy just texted me and said you should have three, like, costume changes. You should have three outfits.
No, pipe down. Stand ground against that. Yeah, stand your ground on that one.
I think I'll do one outfit.
Yeah, do
actually,
the outfit.
I can't give away what we're doing for our ideal, like, perfect scenario, save the date, which I think is a really funny, cool idea, which I'm really excited about. That's going to take, I don't want to give it away. That's going to take a costume change. So all of the photos are going to be in me in a button down and jeans. What we're doing ideally for our save the date is going to involve a costume change, I think. I can't give you more than that. I know you're excited about the save the dates, Danny. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Dar, are you excited to get your save the date? I don't want to ruin what you're going to see when you get it.
I'm excited. I meant to ask this earlier.
He's not that excited.
No, I am. This just dawned on me. How long are you budgeted for your engagement photo shoot?
I have no idea. I have not heard.
That's an issue.
You should try to hear.
You should figure that out.
You should try to figure that out.
I don't even know when it starts.
Like, immediately.
Again, yeah. Last night I was told, hey, Friday night we have an engagement shoot. That's when I found it out.
Oh, boy.
I have no information.
Oh, boy.
Moses in Georgetown. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to jump into on this engagement photo discussion. So basically, I would advise taking pictures on, like, the mall and stuff with all the monuments just for a couple of reasons. One, there's going to be a lot of tourists and stuff all around, so you kind of don't want them in the background. There's always going to be – there may be that opportunity for people to photobomb your pictures
True.
And stuff. So probably take a little more work for your photographer to wait for people to pass or what have you.
That's a good point by Mo. That's veteran savvy right there.
Yeah. And then also, too, I know a couple of people, I'm sure it's not a big deal. I see people do it all the time. But you could also run into an issue where somebody could give you a problem with asking if you guys have a permit to take pictures on there, especially if your photographer has a lot of photos, like a lot of cameras and stuff. There could be, I don't think you run into the issue, but some photographers told us that, you know, to advise to get a permit before you take pictures. But I recommend, you know, taking pictures at around the Georgetown waterfront or the Southwest waterfront. Where
Georgetown
your
waterfront,
guys
Moses, where we got engaged.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so that would actually make a lot of sense. I appreciate the phone
Thanks,
call.
Mel.
Some good savvy
That's
advice
good advice
there.
Right there.
I also, you could tweet me at Grant H. Paulson because we're not going to be able to continue this. But here is really the advice and the tips are coming in on the phones. That's great. What I'm more curious about is the picture that we should absolutely take and the picture that we should not take at all. Like, if you did this, the one that you looked at and you said, I can't believe we did that. Don't take that. Or maybe you haven't done it and you just see these and you're like, man, that's an embarrassing picture. Why do people do that? What should we avoid? Ernie's in Fort Washington. What's up, Ernie?
Yes, Grant. My opinion on the engagement photos, just based on what I've heard you talking, it seems like you nor Allison are really into taking these anyway, and it's almost like you were caught by surprise. In my opinion, you all actually took your engagement photos when you did the waterfront, when you actually proposed to her to begin with.
Well, remember, though, Ernie, that was just taken via cell phone by, like, my sister. Those aren't, like, good pictures. I mean, they're good to have, but you can't disseminate those.
I understand that, but I guess, and I'm coming off 20-year veteran of marriage.
Yes,
and my anniversary is next week. But the thing that I'm getting at is that photographers, when you announce an engagement, it's almost like a kill in the wilderness. Everybody comes to feed off of it.
That's hilarious. Thank you, buddy.
What a great comment.
That is funny.
Just walking back with a carcass.
Yeah. My buddy said that, and I agree with this.
Yeah.
I think that girls pretend like they're not as excited. Like, I think Allison deep down is giddy.
Skipping.
About
internally
yeah.
Skipping. 100%.
100%. Because, like, even me, on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm a 6 for tomorrow. Like, I'd rather take engagement photos than not. I'm not elated. Like, I'm hoping it's going to take 1 hour. I wear one outfit and we go home. That's kind of my thought. And part of my excitement is I'm going to be in Old Town and I'll eat at a good restaurant on a Friday night. I'll get a half chicken somewhere with some cauliflower. Like something like that. So I'm kind of excited overall. I'm guessing even though she's downplaying it, she's like a 10.
You've got to adjust your expectations for the time, the ease, and everything else. You are going to be so sick of it after 4 minutes. My best analogy for feeling is when I had to go back to school shopping and I was done in 5 minutes and I had to wait for my sister to finish.
Uh-oh.
That's the analogy.
Danny, 70% chance of rain tomorrow.
Dun-dun-dun.
We taking engagement photos in the rain? Those might look kind of cool.
They look really neat, but I don't know. I'm telling you, the whole thing's going to be a mess. The whole thing is a mess.
My attitude is I'm right where I need to be.
You better be. You better be on point.
I'm feeling great. Let's go get some photos taken. I love photo shoots. Next, another thing that I love. Playing games to give away tickets because we like giving you things.
Yes.
If you want to come see Kirk Cousins live at DC Lottery Live on Sunday, we've got a big event with Kirk here at the studio. Me, Danny, Kirk Cousins, bunch of our top listeners. You can play a game with us next. Fill up the phones, 800-636-1067. We're going to play a song. I've got to name the band. You're going to bet on whether or not I know what band the song is. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.